Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And last week, obviously, we had our first proper interview last week as caretaker manager. And you said you wanted to bring some new faces into the club. You've had a busy week when it comes to recruitment.
Yeah, it's been just like last week, constantly on the phone, sorting ins and outs out to try and improve us. And obviously, much needed, obviously, big Krelin going away to England, which, you know, fair play to that. It's a great honour. But with Lloyd injured, obviously we had to act fast. We spoke to Jody Banham and he agreed to release Dave Carnell for us nice and early. So I got him into training Tuesday, Thursday. He's been with the lads. He's worked on a few things with us. So, yeah, it's good to have Dave back in the fold.
And obviously we know the qualities of Dave Carnell. What is the arrangement then? Is he going to stay with the club till Lloyd Allens is coming back, or is it going to be like a Spider situation?
Well, we'll see where it goes. Lloyd Allison's injured for a minimum 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know, at the minute. He's got a couple of months off. So you need competition for places everywhere, don't you?
Absolutely. Coming in last week, and I don't think we really touched upon it all that well in the post-match interview last week, but Michael Donoghue coming in from Fleetwood on loan, he was superb, wasn't he? Really added something going forward.
Yeah, he's a player. He's just a player. He loves the ball. You know, he's great. Great with his feet, he can glide around the pitch. He set up he put the cross in for the second goal from the penalty. I think after 5 minutes, he whipped a ball in early on in the game against Bradford, and I think it was Brody got his head to it and it just went wide, and just straight away you just knew he had quality in them feet. So yeah, great player. What he's a great lad. You know, he's coming not knowing anybody. And he's just got stuck in and he's done well, and hopefully he'll start progressing and do even better.
You mentioned Brody there, and I think what we saw last week was the fact that, you know, I think Brody was looking at Michael Donoghue going, oh, he's pretty good, I could play like that. And they kind of rubbed off on each other, didn't they? And it benefited both players, I think, the pair of them working together the way they were doing in midfield and going forward. Yeah. And let's talk about a couple more of the loan signings who've come into the club this week from Blackburn Rovers. And we'll start with the forward line. Lewis Mansell, 20-year-old, on a short-term loan from Blackburn. Tell us a bit more about him.
Yeah, Lewis, 6'2". Lots of pace, lots of hard work, scores goals. It's a bit of a cooping away. I was speaking to Damien Johnson. It's only happened in the last 2 days. I've been waiting on different clubs. You know, Damien Johnson, he's done brilliant for me. He sorted Lewis Mansell out for... We said we'd do it in for a month and then review it. You know, this is a lad who could have gone to the likes of Wrexham and Fylde. For whatever reason, I don't know, he didn't go. So for us to get him in the league below, you know, I'm really pleased with that, and I'm hoping to see good things from him. We got a left-back called Lewis Thompson. Again, young, he's well-built. You've got to be careful, obviously, coming out a professional, that all these guys, because, you know, you need them built right for non-league football. So, you know, that's what you've got to look for when you're in discussions. But, yeah, another one, Lewis Thompson, left-back, great engine, big and strong. And I think, he's coming for the first month. And then we'll review that. He'll be no stranger, if any of the Man United fans know, from the youth set up over the road, because he was at United from 9 till 16 and then moved over to Blackburn Rovers from that for the last 2 years. You know, another one who's on a contract, he earned himself a contract at Blackburn, and they rate both of them really highly. So, you know, Damien's pulled me out of it there, and he's done well. So, you know, it's exciting to, I can't wait to see them play.
Absolutely, and obviously you brought in a left back there. O'Halloran is in the defence, as well as Sam Baird and Chris Lynch, of course. And that means there's too many centre backs, I suppose. And the news today's Luke Ashworth has left the club, basically, to go to Ashton United.
Yeah. I spoke to Luke on Tuesday, so you know we knew that was set up. What we need more balance in the squad. You know, I think it's quite funny when you put the players down in front of you. There's not enough balance, and to address straight away. Hence, you know, there's people got to go to come in. You know, that's what football does. But I just think we needed to address the left-hand side. Obviously, Michael Donoghue, you can play on the left or down the middle. Now we've got Lewis Thompson, you know, and it brings a total different dimension to the squad. So, yeah, I'm chuffed with the business this week.
And obviously, we know about Bradley Barnes and we know about Lloyd Allenson's injuries. Any other injuries to report heading into the Southport match?
Harry Winter is still concussed. I don't know whether it's to the way he speaks, because he thinks he's been good.
Sorry,
I will miss it. No, he's got, it's 2 weeks, I believe, that you've got to lay low for.
Yep.
In this day and age. I know when I used to play, it was the day after we'd play, but you can't do that anymore, apparently. So you've got to tread the line and wait these 2 weeks. And that was last Monday. So, yeah, unfortunately, because he's a big loss for me in the middle of midfield. But it gives other people chances. So we've got, already in the last week, we've got a stronger squad for me. So competition for places, again, it's not something we've had a lot of. So, yeah, Harry will be back from Monday.
And what are you expecting then from Southport? They've not had the start that they would have liked, I wouldn't have thought. And I heard their post-match interview a while ago. It was very fiery. What are you expecting from Southport this weekend?
A tough physical game. They're going to be set up big and strong. Liam's, like I've said before, Liam's no mug. I know where it's shown in the league, but he's a good manager, especially at these levels. He knows them inside out. You know, he sets his teams up hard to break down and hard to beat. And it'll be a tough game for us.
Well, David Chadwick, caretaker manager of FC United, a big thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.